I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We're two sisters who can't take a compliment.
No.
We won't.
All right. We have a remote episode coming your way, which means your brain at some point is going to say,
hey, this sounds a little different.
Let your heart tell your brain. Hell yeah, it does. And I'm into it.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I really like you two, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, dude, how dare you be nice right off the top? We're supposed to be professional and not be smiling so hard right now.
This is bullshit. I'm leaving.
Bonnie probably feels like she knows you already because I've been like super excited and filling her in on stuff.
Okay.
But also I listen to you on the radio, like regular civilian.
I'm so sorry.
No. Don't you dare apologize. Today, we have an amazing guest, another local yokel that Portland folks might find familiar. We have the delightful Andrew Awesome. Sounds like awesome.
I'm applauding for myself. Is that weird?
No, it's awesome. Most of you would recognize him as Tiny. Tell the folks what you're doing and give us an intro on you.
Well, currently I am front and center trying to find out about this coronavirus and trying to kill it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So you're a hero.
Timely. Yeah, local hero.
I don't like what it's doing, and I'm super pissed that I can't go just get an ice cream cone without it being a whole big event.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
I'm trying to figure out this Rona thing and trying to eliminate it. It's hard to educate people, though. I do rural medicine out in Estacada. It's hard to do education sometimes out there.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice about it, but the education, sometimes it doesn't stick. You know what I'm saying?
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
No, but hopefully I can make an old dog wear a damn mask. That's what I'm trying to do.
Actually, old dogs are the least likely to put it on the stupid face, but it is what it is. So for reference for folks, I know you because back in the day, we're taking it back to circa 2000-ish.
Okay.
I was real heavy duty into good old KNRK, and you were one of my radio friends. Actually, you were my only radio friend, if I'm being really honest. I would call and like do requests and be generally obnoxious and give opinions, though they were very seldom asked for. Nowadays, it would be like what people call friend of the podcast. I was like radio friend.
Yes.
And then we became internet friends, and then we got to actually like pace each other over the years, and it's been really nice.
This is a big lead up for a hug.
I know.
Huge lead up.
And the craziest part of it is I applied for a job. I want to say like 2007, 2006, something like that. And I roll in. I was like in the weirdest unemployment time of my life. I had never been unemployed before. Always had a backup plan. Had no plan. rolled into a weird job interview that just kind of came out of nowhere. I think I looked it up in the Mercury or something. It was really bizarre. I rolled into a little strip mall business center and I walk in the door and you're sitting at the reception desk.
I was like security. Yeah, I was right there. It was so weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was super weird. I was like, see, this is why we were meant to be forever lifelong friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the best kind of thing when it's good people that happens to.
There was a moment that when we figured out, we both kind of freaked out on each other in a good way. When we found out that we had that our mutual friend.
Oh yeah.
That I think that kind of solidified the gravitational pull with us.
I'm going to be the annoying little sister.
No, I love it.
What friend? Because I like to pretend like I know everyone Shanna knows.
Oh God, a few different people. Who was the one that clicked for us first though?
It was Megan.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, Megan. I don't know.
Oh, Megan. Because she was one of my interns at NRK.
Yes. That is so funny. But we also have comedy friends in common and mm-hmm. like some other Portland people. We've probably just known each other since we were born.
You know those old MySpace questionnaires, yeah. like how many friends you have? I've already added you to my friend account. And I've already put you on my list of priority people.
Oh, you're in my top 8 too.
I miss top 8.
I know.
So much.
That was my favorite. And anytime a friend pissed me off, sorry.
You're out of it.
Oh, I lived and died by that. I absolutely ranked my friends. If you're in the top 8, then we're good. But if you're not, I just simply don't have time for you.
Right?
See, you know.
Do you think Tom's on Facebook?
He has to be. Oh my yeah, God. Absolutely.
That's earth shattering question right now.
Yeah, I'm not ready to go to his profile, though. It has to. If it's not, then it's not him.
Right. It has to be that same photo of forever. I kind of had a crush on Tom.
Can we get Tom on the podcast?
Oh, that would be sweet. That would be amazing.
He's depressed. He's just living in a studio apartment somewhere crying.
We have curated a list of questions for you.
Okay, here we go.
Your childhood. Bonnie, would you like to go first?
No, just kidding. Oh. I would love to. Am I supposed to call you Andrew? Because I just want to call you Tiny all the time.
You no.
Are you growing out of Tiny?
No, it's okay. I'm okay with Tiny. It's a part of me. It's a part of you. It's a part of everyone. No, I'm good with Tiny. Call me Eduardo. I don't care. Eduardo. Tiny is fantastic.
You called me by my nickname you gave me the other day, and I was like, oh, I'm so happy. It's
what was
Tiny.
The nickname?
I miss saying that. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that the street cred's still real.
Yes!
What was your nickname? Why are you guys not saying it? It feels like really cool now.
I dubbed Shannon Nannon, and I would refer to her as such for the remainder of our friendship.
It was Nannon. Pretty good.
I love that.
It's subtle but effective.
Yeah, Nannon. It worked. I liked it. It's pretty great.
Teeny Tiny. What was your favorite outdoor group game as a child?
Ooh. I don't know if there's a name for it, but when I was a little kid, I had some hand-me-down clothes that didn't fit all the way right. So my little tummy was poking out, and I would just get the hose and run inside the house and try and spray my brothers and sisters in the house with the hose. So I think it was just mess up my parents' house, get my sisters and brothers wet with the hose game.
Indoor water tag.
Indoor. That's exactly what it was. Indoor water tag.
The floor is river. Mm-hmm.
We did that, but it was with the kitchen faucet. If the kids came in and they were teasing us and we were the ones doing dishes, but mm-hmm. you'd hose your damn siblings with them instead and get in trouble. That was pretty
cool.
Yeah. I use that spigot every day as an adult human.
I have a confession to make. I don't know how to spell that word.
Spigot?
Spigot?
Yeah.
Ooh. Spelling bee time. Try it. Ready, go.
S-P-I-G-O-T. Spigot.
Oh, Bonnie's real funny.
So, hey, that was with enough confidence that I believe you.
Yeah. She could have spelled it like S-P-E-G-G-E-T and with confidence and we would have bought that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how to spell some words. I didn't love running games because I was, again, that red-faced, sweaty little kid with their mouth open and a Kool-Aid mustache all the time being like, you guys, can we pause? But we played some mean-ass cartoon freeze tag. Do you guys remember cartoon tag?
No.
Freeze tag is like your friend has to come and freeze you. Cartoon tag is where you have to yell a name of a cartoon character. So you have to like think of something. Rocko's Modern Life. You know, you have to like shout out the cartoon. It makes it like a mental game. So we were really working our brains and our brawn.
Huh. Like it sounds like a Disney Channel Tourette's.
Can you imagine being a neighbor to that game where it's just like screaming and yelling and like, oh no. And then somebody just like yelling out a cartoon for no reason.
Yeah. A bunch of kids hitting each other, yelling out cartoon names. Yeah.
What if you ran out of cartoons though? Will you start making shit up? That's when the fight
starts. You don't run out of cartoons.
Sure you do.
Why? There's so many cartoons in this world. There's more cartoons than hours we have to play freeze tag.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah. But if I heard some kids playing that these days, I would be...
Would you jump in?
No, yeah. I would be the lady with the hose on the other side being like, the forest river.
Yeah. The kids. I would definitely jump in and hip check a little kid. Not a problem.
I like that. You got to. It's the rules.
Yeah. Kids nowadays need to toughen up.
Yeah. Were you a nice kid or a troublemaker kid? I feel like it could go completely either way.
Yeah. I was kind of a little shit when I got into a little bit later in elementary school, like fifth, sixth grade. I turned into a nice kid. It's where I developed, I loosely say humor. You know, it's a typical story. I was the fat kid that got, you know, picked on and beat up, and my brothers and sisters would help me out. But that's where I kind of developed the quick tongue, the quick wit, because if I could make you laugh with me, then you're not making fun of me. So I became the funny kid friend.
That makes sense. Bonnie and I tried to be the funny friends because being the bitchy friend didn't really pan out for me when I was so skinny and awkward. It was like having a real bitchy baby deer as a friend. And you can't be mean and ugly. It's like, not
you gotta pick one. You don't get to be both.
Right. And I was like, if I'm nice and I'm not cute, then people are like, but she's nice. That worked out really well.
That goes hand in hand with the compliment I got as a kid. You were a model, Shannon. And then people would be like, oh, your sister's so pretty. She's a model. And then they'd turn to me and like realize I was there for the first time in the circle in the conversation. And then they would say, but you have such a pretty face.
Oh my God. I hate it. I hate that for you.
I want to put it on a shirt and just be like, it's fine. It's fine. My face is getting older, so I'm really hanging on by a thread by these compliments now. Oh, but I have that like self-deprecation humor down pat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call me fat before you call me fat.
Yep.
Because then it takes the air out of your sails and you don't hold the weight of like trying to hurt me in front of people. Ooh.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that person came out and like, oh, you're fat, the whole group's like, yeah, she knows. She's funny.
She already said that. Oh my God.
You missed the mark.
The model thing is funny. Junior high and high school is not the time to try to like go be a supermodel. It's really stupid. And then certain people in high school would literally look me in my face, to my face, and go, really? You're a model? And I would say, right? I know. I'm shocked too. Like, what the fuck am I going to say to that? There's no polite thing. Kids are just dicks. So you have to be funny and deflect everything.
Did you ever get the kid though? Like, I would always get this guy where, like, you know, I'd say something funny about, you know, being a big guy and whoever would laugh. And then they would think, oh, well, okay, since he's doing it, then I'm going to go harder. And then just say some straight disrespectful shit that's not even like funny.
Open season because you're like, oh, well, you're okay with it. Well, here we go. And you're like, no, that's not.
And see, just like y'all did, I'm sure you guys developed, well, now I have to keep a ready clip to fire off to these people ready.
Right.
Now
I have to be mean back finally. That's basically the other thing too.
Yeah.
I started a go-to joke when I was like in my 20s that I still love and I think is funny, but also it's definitely that deflection thing. All my friends, you know, everyone's popping out kids, having families. And then I'm still like dating at this point. And then my joke was, I don't have kids. I did this to myself. Like I have a body. I have a body that looks like I had babies. So I'd point it out first and be like, no, I don't have children. I did this to myself. This is ice cream.
Oh, that's nice. I never thought of that. Like the double entendre, like double down on it. I get it. Okay. I see.
Yeah, I just announce it first. Like, I know it looks like I have kids because of my body I made. I don't. Relief for you.
I will say your jokes of that made it so me feeling self-conscious with all my mom friends now that like whipped their body back in shape. And I don't know what that's like because it's never actually happened. We're 10 years in. This is what I look like now. So they'd look at me and say, well, do you have kids? Obviously I have kids. This is what happens. You knew me when I was thin. Clearly something tragic happened. I made a person. What, you guys don't like my revenge body? Fuck off. God.
Oh, I'm stealing the shit out of that. This is my revenge body. Yes. Oh my God.
Are you jealous?
How come you guys aren't on like every daytime talk show? You guys are hilarious.
Oh God, I love you. Oh, no.
How did I get a successful job? And like, why are you, how come you guys didn't? Why are you guys aren't on the radio?
We're lazy.
We're lazy.
C, we're super tired. No, we're not also, actually that funny.
That child that I made, that's the other reason.
Our podcast is bi-weekly. So totally. We save up all of our fun for you. Yeah. And then we spread it to the people who are listening.
Right.
And then everyone gets to say, you and your guests are so funny. We're like, well, that's 2 weeks of not giving it to our families and friends. We save it for you.
Our guests are always funny. That's the good part. We just, we're only funny when we talk to funny
people. We feed off your energy. Also, we don't have dope voices, see?
Yeah.
You have like, ooh, what is it? Like Bernays sauce. Like it's rich. It's like buttery, but there's something extra. It's like
mayonnaise.
Oh, no.
Can we talk?
Whoa.
I said fame.
You said Bernays sauce, and then my fat body went mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise is the devil.
I love it.
I can't.
Call it aioli, Shannon, and get it over with so everyone can make fun of you.
Listen, it's Gresham gravy.
Oh, my God. The Gresham gravy. Do you guys mind if I tell you a story about why I hate mayonnaise?
Oh yes,
I need to know how it's going to affect our friendship because
this may be our first fight, Nanan. So as a child, my mom and dad, they would leave the house, and when they would leave the house to go to the grocery store to get a break from the five of us, it was like instant WWF, and I'm not calling it WWE. It's all the couch cushions came off the couches, everything on the floor.
Nice.
So my sisters, I would always go into their room, and then I would come out looking like a horrible, horrible drag queen. And so I'd have, you know, the boas, the makeup, everything. And then my brothers would promptly beat me up for looking like a horrible drag queen. So this time I had done it. I'd actually came out looking good. So they were pissed about it. And so my brother Aaron wrestles me to the ground. He puts me in an iron cross. So his knees are in the where my elbows are. He's holding my mouth down and my forehead back. My brother Eric goes into the kitchen. At the time we had a cat, and my parents just fed the cat tuna. So I associated that's cat food. That's clearly what it is. Mm-hmm. So my brother Eric went into the kitchen. He grabbed a can of tuna. He put basically the whole thing in his mouth. And then he put the biggest spoonful of mayonnaise that he could fit in his mouth. And then he chewed it to where it was like pretty much liquid.
Oh, God.
So he baby bird you with some mayonnaise?
He baby birded me the combination of the tuna and mayonnaise and the entire contents of his mouth. And I tried to, like, move my head. I would spit at him like nothing. My brother Aaron would just hit me in the diaphragm. So, like, I had to have my mouth open. And he completely baby bird fed me. And the kicker, the thing that fucked me up in the head was I had just won the Pinewood Derby as a Boy Scout. And I got the cup that says you're the coolest dude in the Boy Scouts. Aww. And he went over while maintaining eye contact with me like a psychopath. He spit the rest of the contents into the bowl. That fucked me up. That was horrible. I couldn't believe it.
Wow. That's rude.
I know. I
mean, the baby birding is one thing, but you leave a man's trophy alone.
Yeah, don't touch that. I worked so hard to get that Pinewood Derby.
That's why he did it. Yeah. That's why
man.
He did it.
They
shit on what you love.
You guys are right. You guys are told. I never thought about it until now. No one ever brought that up. You're right. He hated me because he never got one. I was the only one in the family to get first place.
Well, and did your sisters dress them up or were they just dicks?
No, maybe they were just dicks. No, my sisters love me. So, yeah. Well, the difference was 11 years. So my sisters are 11 years older. So when I was, you know, 7 or 8, they were 11 years more than that. So
yeah, I love the instant math.
God, I love math.
Oh, it's so good. We had a doll too. My brother, my littlest brother, is 9 years younger than me, and he was fun to dress up and put all of his hair in pigtails and cut the rest off. Right, Bonnie?
No, that I did that to Waylon.
Oh, that's right. Dang it.
God, we have horrible stories about haircuts. I cut my own hair. I cut my brother's hair. Like Coolio.
Oh.
I turned my brother into Coolio, and then any hair that wouldn't fit in the rubber bands, I cut off to the scalp.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
You don't. This is all you need. And he had like a full-on like 80s bowl cut at that time. Yeah. But I was cutting his hair behind the tire of like an old like Cadillac or something that was like sitting in our driveway. So I was like hiding behind a car, cutting my brother's hair. Again, sweaty, mouth open, Kool-Aid mustache, just living my best life. And my mom, instead of punishing me, cultivated this. We moved to a small town and there was only one hair salon. She got me scissors and I proceeded to begin to cut my brother's hair to save us a trip out of town or having to wait a month at the hair salon. And I'm fairly good at cutting hair now. So
that's a really good way to turn that story around. I like that.
I no longer cut to the scalp. Unintentionally.
I mean, but I will say that I can't watch Toy Story where the doll creeps out and it has the patches of hair and then some of it's cut. Every time I see that, I laugh out loud, even though it's not a funny part, because that's what I picture in my head and it's fabulous.
Well,
I'm glad that you two laugh at inappropriate times.
All the time.
There is no inappropriate time with us. Why not?
We're also the laughers who, I don't know if you know these people, they're the fucking worst and so are we. If we do something wrong to you accidentally and we did not mean to, and we feel bad, we instantly laugh from feeling uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like I sneeze and my hand goes crazy and I whack you in the face and you're like, oh my God. Oh my God. I think you broke my nose. Then I'm laughing in your face. And I feel like that person thinks you hit me and now you're laughing at me and I'm in pain. But all I can think about is, of course I hit him in the face. I'm such a horrible person. I can't control my arms. What is wrong with me? Like the whole thing is just too much for my brain to handle. So instead it comes out like, I'm so sorry. Oh God. And then we like cry laugh, like pee our pants cry laugh. Or we have to leave a room. We have to leave the room.
Yeah. See, your thought process is complex apology. All my brain's doing the whole time is saying, oh no, oh no, oh no, on a loop, like it's stupid ass. Like, okay, so you know when you're tired and punchy, please God tell me this happens to everyone. You're tired and punchy. And one night I was laying next to my husband, we were watching TV, and I was pointing something out on the side of his face. And instead of saying, you have something on your face, he started to turn his head so slightly. I didn't move my hand. All I said was, don't. And he turned his head really quick and I jabbed him right in the eye. So then I cry laughing. He's looking at me like I'm a monster. Yeah. And then all I'm saying is, I'm sorry, or oh no. And I'm cry laughing and then I have to leave the room. And then he's like, we were just married not that long ago. She's fucking crazy. And I was just, I'm sobbing now just thinking about how funny that
don't.
Is.
She's got very sharp, long nails too. I mean, like,
I gouged him right in the fucking eyeball.
You said don't though. His bad. Kelly, you knew better.
Well, it is a funny inside joke now. So every once in a while I'll be doing something and then he'll be like, don't. And I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, that just turns into an eye-stabbing competition.
Oh, my eye hurts just thinking. Pretty
great. Well, he shouldn't have turned his head.
He shouldn't have married me. Let's back it all the way up. Like that's
You should have said that right before he said I do. Just been like, don't. I feel like I need to clarify because we use the term punchy all the time just to describe ourselves. Good. And I had to explain this to my partner that I would say like, oh, I'm getting a little punchy. And then like a couple weeks later, I did the thing where I was like, ha ha ha, like slap him in agreement, you know, like, oh, you know, and he goes, oh, you're getting real punchy. And I'm like, no, it doesn't mean I'm hitting you. It doesn't mean I'm getting to that point where I'm physically abusing you. Punchy means we're sleep deprived or feeling silly or we haven't eaten in a while.
Okay.
I refer it to like floopy, like how Phoebe on Friends says like, oh, I'm feeling a little floopy.
Oh, okay.
Floopy, punchy. It's all kind of like you're just feeling real silly and things just come out of your mouth.
Punch drunk. Like, meh. Like,
yeah.
See, if I'm getting violent, I'm getting stabbity. That's different.
Yes. So,
stabbity.
Yeah.
Not stabby. Stabbity.
Stabbity.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with you. I like your guys' lingo.
Well, we're sisters, so we've been making up words together for a very long time and saying them in groups to where people feel left out. Like, oh, I didn't know this was a word. It's not.
We validate each other and they're like, oh, this must be common knowledge since two of the people in this room know what the fuck they're talking about. Nope.
I love your guys' style. I'm so upset that it's taken me this long to beg my way onto the show.
Oh, you hush your mouth.
Oh, you guys both just earned yourself a big giant hug.
Yes, you give good hugs. I like this idea.
Mm.
Did you ever go to summer camp or day camp?
No, I didn't. I'm a product of the 80s and my parents didn't want to. I don't think if they would have had to send me to a thing, they'd had to send four other people.
Oh, yeah.
So, no. There wasn't a hand-me-down trip.
You had built-in babysitters.
I did.
You were one of those. Okay. I was the babysitter, and so was Bonnie. So, yeah. Did you guys do anything fun during the summer? Like,
well, yeah. So, what we would camp all the time, because I guess that was the cheaper alternative. Mm. And the one time that we did, my parents did ball out, and they took us to Disneyland in California. Ooh. And it was a horrible experience for me because I was such a little butterball, a little cherub. The very last day I decided to show my ass, and I wanted to specifically, I think I was punchy. I'm pretty sure I was punchy because my parents were like, okay, you guys got one more. We got one more ride and we don't have time to do any of the cool shit. So let's go on the carousel. And I wanted to end the trip riding the pig. The pig looked so fun. The look on his face, like he wasn't going to get slaughtered. He had a hat. He even had shoes on. Like I wanted to ride on my boy. You know what I mean? And I got like a horse. I got something super basic, like a super basic carousel horse. And I cried the whole time because I wanted to ride the motherfucking pig. And this other little fat kid got to ride it. And I was so pissed. And I'm pretty sure that was the decision making, that we never ever got to go on anything cool ever again because I wanted to ride the goddamn pig and I couldn't.
That kid stole your sunshine.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Did you cry the whole way around on a horse and just stare at your parents with every revolution just crying?
He just watched that kid. He just had eyes on the pig the whole time.
Yep, the whole time I just looked at him and cried. I'd only take my eyes off them when I got to a certain angle, then I'd mean mug the kid.
I wonder if the kid remembers you in a different light.
I bet he probably does.
Every time he sees the image of a pig, he like shudders and remembers.
He's vegan because of that.
Oh no. Ruined. More bacon for us.
Perfect.
Yeah, fuck that kid.
Pig stealer.
When you were a little kid, not thinking about what you wanted to be as a job or a career, not in that mindset yet, when you're just at the age where you're idolizing what people do for a living, what was the coolest looking job that you could think of?
Being a wrestler, the WWF.
That's what I pictured your answer would be.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to do that because that was huge entertainment growing up. So I wanted to be Andre the Giant so bad.
So that was like the really cool time for wrestling. It was like still genuine pageantry.
Mm-hmm.
There was more tassels and things were bright yellow and there was like patent leather.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It looked really like affliction gear before it was affliction.
Yeah.
All you needed back then was just good old bad guy versus good guy. And they even did like race stuff. Remember the Iron Sheik?
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude. Oh, the Iron Sheik. Get out of here.
Junkyard Dog, dude.
Yep. Oh, the Junkyard Dog. Yes.
I loved wrestling. That might be a secret for some folks to find out, but I had wrestling buddies. I fucking loved wrestling. I will say my cousin probably inspired all of that. Pretty rad. And I like Junkyard Dog and Randy Savage and Ric Flair.
You know who I had a huge crush on? I had a huge crush on Buff Bagwell in high school.
Oh my God.
He's such Buff a dude. Bagwell. He had tiny little bangs too, but he would kiss his muscles with his sunglasses on. And I was like, right? I just thought he was like super fine.
You know what he did, right?
In real life?
Yeah.
No, what?
He did porn and is a male escort.
Yeah.
Your dreams could come true.
Well, I was going to say, so it's obtainable.
Yeah,
so
I think
there's a chance.
I think you could reach out to him like on Cameo and get a Cameo done and then, you know, shoot your shot.
Yeah. Well, I don't find him attractive. I feel like he would look the same, but with like bald spots.
Yeah, he's extra oily right now.
He looks like a leather handbag.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, wrestling. Wait, did you do any fun wrestling, like screw around? Was that all promo shit, or did you do any Portland wrestling?
Who, me?
You? Yes. No, I would know if Bonnie did.
No, I didn't know.
I've been keeping it a secret, but yes, Shannon. Let me tell you both about it.
Oh God!
No, I didn't. I never got a chance to. I've seen a couple of shows as a fan. I don't even know. Even when I was on the radio, we didn't talk to anyone. No.
I think you just did like Jello wrestling, and it was like spoofing something.
Oh, yeah. Well, at my last birthday party, I had Jello wrestling. I interviewed Korn in a diaper sitting in a kiddie pool full of cream corn.
That's 100%, I think, what I'm imagining, actually. That's ridiculous.
What a weird memory to have.
That whole sentence was weird to say.
Can you eat cream corn? Is it appealing to you at all?
You know, funny enough, I love cream corn. It's one of my favorite vegetables.
Gross.
That's awesome.
No judgment, but disgust.
Surround yourself with what you love. I mean, it's fine.
Shannon just is in a pool of mayonnaise right now.
I would.
Oh!
Yuck. The mayonnaise,
it's sans tuna. You're fine. It's okay. It's that combination.
It's just aioli, guys.
I can't even imagine like having that memory. And then it's something you should not have to think about. But like, God forbid, you're in line at a sandwich shop and you just see that vat of like pre-mixed tuna and just start crying in a Subway.
Oh yeah, when they bring it out and they hit it on the table and it just kind of wiggles like a big person. It just kind of takes a minute to stop. Yeah, it's horrible.
And then you know that Kill Bill sound, the murder sound, as it starts playing in his head. As that happens, he like hears that Kill Bill murder sound and then he leaves. He's like, I can't handle it.
My final question for you, and this one is a deep dive into your psyche.
Okay, here we go.
Very excited. If little Tiny could give adult Tiny some advice, what would it be?
Well, staying away from the obvious, buy Bitcoin, that kind of stuff. I would say, oh man, what would I tell myself? Probably go get a backpack, get your shit together. Don't do what you did in 08. But repeat it in 09 and don't listen to the last three girls in your life. They're lying.
Oh,
that. And I would probably say buy more earth tone clothes. Cause that's how, where I look good.
Oh, I like that. I wear a lot of black. And then I just looked at my closet. I organized it. It's all rainbow colored. And I'm like, hey, clothes I never wear on hangers.
Rainbow friends. I'm living my best quarantine life because I cut off a lot of pairs of jeans because who cares anymore? Pants are illegal. I don't know. I cut off a lot of my pants and I'm like, these are my outdoor pants now. I look like somebody's trailer mom. All I'm missing is a Virginia Slim.
How Gresham of you.
Oh, hard.
I cut off. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but I was in desperate need of a pair of shorts and I cut off a pair of sweats.
Those are my favorite, actually.
It felt really weird, but it felt so good at once I put them on.
And they have pockets.
Yep.
Pajama pants that are better.
Mm-hmm.
And you could check the mail with those on without as much judgment.
As much.
I went to go to the store the other day, run errands, and I have like a pair of old pants that I cut off for camping. So I kept them like above the knee, like right above the knee, because I'm camping. You know, I'm like, squat and make a fire. So I throw on those shorts to run to the store. And as I leave, my dude's like, well, see you later. I can see you're ready for business because you're wearing your short pants. And I said, shorts? And he said, sure.
Sure.
It should give you peace of mind that I'm like going out into the real world looking this gross. Do you want to do this or that, Shane? Hell
yeah, I do.
All right, I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
Nannin.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza all day.
Ooh.
Now you want pizza?
Well, now I'm leaving. We have a taco pizza in the fridge right now.
What?
Yep.
What? I like to combo everything because I can't decide. Chips or candy?
Chips.
See, I have chocolate-covered chips in the cupboard. Ooh. I don't have to decide ever. I'm just kidding.
You have the answer for everything. Right? A taco pizza?
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered chips?
Yep. I'm also just probably full of shit, but I do have a taco pizza.
Do those reheat very well?
Yes.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Also, full disclosure, we got freaking churro bites with icing that came with the pizzas. Didn't know it came with icing.
Ew.
So I heat up my pizza because I waited too long. I heat up my pizza for dinner and pour some weird consistency sour cream on my taco pizza. Turns out I poured icing all over my pizza. Instead of wasting it, I just tried to napkin it off. It has the consistency of glue. So I should have known.
Just say what it really looked like if you're going to say it. Don't say it without saying it.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys, it looked like royal icing.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
And then, okay. So I tried to get all the icing off of it and then I smelled it. Like, cause you know, I'm a diabetic. I can smell sugar. So I'm smelling the pizza and I'm like, okay, it doesn't really smell super sweet. So then I put sour cream on it and I go to eat it and it's the grossest combination.
Obviously.
It was all bad.
I'm now not hungry. We haven't done that to me on this podcast yet. So congratulations.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Did you power through it?
No, I tried.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to respond to that. Everything was going so good until now. Yeah.
I know. I'm okay. Sorry. I'll go flush myself down the toilet.
Do it. Flush yourself. Okay. Concert or movie theater?
The movie theater, are we talking about just a normal one or the kind that you can sit down and get something?
Anything you want, either a musical venue for a concert or a movie theater for a movie. COVID doesn't exist. These are real normal times.
Oh. Yeah. I would probably have to say outdoor venue.
Concert? Yeah.
Yeah. Even, as much as I don't like people, I like people. Yeah. And I want to have the option to not like them on my own terms.
I can fully understand that. Yeah.
So I think going out and doing that. Yeah.
Outdoor. This is how spoiled my brain is. My brain went from, do I want to sit in a movie theater in the dark with all these strangers? Or do I want to stand on the side of a stage and watch my friends play?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm an asshole.
Band Bond's an asshole. I love it.
But not everyone gets the option. When I picture a concert, I picture, like, I might be out in the concert for a little while, but then I don't have to be.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. I refuse to go to a concert and be with the civilians.
The plebeians, you guys.
Yeah. I worked too much and too long on the radio and had access to all that.
Yeah, you like that, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
when you're in it for so long, you'll always know a guy of, like, well, so-and-so used to work so-and-so, but now he does sound at the Rose Garden, but they're having the thing downtown on the waterfront, and he's like,
exactly,
yeah,
you know exactly
what I hope that it's that a weird lasts, world, like, until we die, because that's like the best
way. I hope all the bass players I knew that turned into sound techs don't stop touring with larger bands.
Right. No, I hope they start touring with bands Aiden likes, and then we pass the tradition on to my kid so he doesn't have to be with the normal people.
Well, I love that.
Right? I know, he's
spoiled. Yeah, that would be great. I wish he could, he should just get a pass for the rest of his life, like a Disney, like a fast pass. Aww. But for just
a
life.
Permanent laminate, that would be, yes, fantastic.
You got ruined by getting to be the only baby running around back of Warped Tour 1 year, and we had squeaky shoes on and we like belled the cat basically, and we let him run around, and he got to sit or stage left with baby earplugs in and watch people play the drums 10 feet away. He was very spoiled. He loved it.
That is awesome.
It's a good life. Betty White or Alex Trebek?
Oh, Betty White. She's a national treasure.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? Did you hear Alex Trebek is retiring? And he asked for them to replace him with Betty White.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Well, he just beat cancer like a boss. He doesn't get to pick his replacement, but I guess the rumor is he said they're asking for someone younger than me and funnier than me. And she checks all the boxes, and I'm like, way to really split hairs on that. That's funny.
Wow.
Yeah, that is pretty cute. Although she's not getting younger.
No.
How old is she?
98.
Yeah, 107.
She's 98 because I keep checking on her because of coronavirus. I'm very worried. It's serious.
Yeah, we need to put her ass in a bubble.
No.
Okay, so the worst thing has happened during COVID that I thought Betty White had died, because my dude came in the room he said, I have to send flowers to my boss's ex-wife's sister because Betty White died. And I was like, wow, what a fan she was. But also, like, what a weird position you have to be in, like, sending your boss's ex-wife's sister flowers. Because
that's a long sentence.
It's very strange. So then I write to our group of friends. There's like four of us in this chat, Shannon included. And I said, oh my God, you guys, Betty White died.
And the world stopped for all of us. We all jumped on the phone and were researching. And we're like, are you sure? I feel like we really need a second.
It gets weirder. I tell them all this and then everyone's in disbelief. And I go back in the room where he's in and he said, oh, Betty White is the name of the horse. It's his boss's ex-wife's sister's horse named Betty White.
Huh.
Are you
kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Hilarious. Podcast or audiobook?
Podcast.
Hell
podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast. I like the audiobook, but the guy that's, I feel like the whole, you know, 2-hour-long audiobook, I feel like they're talking at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, don't tell me a story. Have me be part of the story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. Like, I can listen to a 2-hour podcast more than I can a 2-hour book nowadays.
I just take it as a sign of disrespect.
As one does. Bonnie, what's your last one?
Nerf guns or squirt guns?
Wow.
That's tough.
That, you guys are throwing some curveballs at me.
These are deep, man.
Mm-hmm. I would have to say Nerf guns.
Yeah, for damage.
Because you can. So the squirt guns, they're cool. I get it. But the Nerf guns, you can full on like have a whole rack of bullets wrapped around your arm. Ooh. You can have extra stuff in your pockets. I mean, you can full on go into war mode.
Yeah,
they have like vests that you can wear. Yeah. You're just covered in bullets. I think that stuff is so cool. They come with accessories.
That's true.
Whereas like you can spray someone in the eye and really damage their retina for the time being. But then you have to go back to the hose and fill it up before they come over and punch you in the face.
Right.
And I can fire off a whole another clip of Nerf rounds while you're over there looking like, you know, a chump trying to fill up your gun.
I like that. That's a good point.
Well, let's move into Compliment City.
Hell yeah. This is the part where you just put your two little hands under your little chin and you just get ready to smile a whole lot, okay?
All right. Do I need a tissue?
Maybe. Because we're going to tell you how much we love you. I loved you back in the day, listening to your hilarious shit. I'm so, so happy that you have another vehicle for the hilarious shit with you and Mr. Marconi back together again. That's dynamite.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You can't keep you guys off the radio. That's just not a thing. You're too funny. There's too much ear joy to be had. And I'm really, really happy that you guys are back. It brings my heart some joy. And you are super positive. You're very smart. You don't dumb yourself down to be funny. I've always thought that that was like very charming of you. Even when you're self-deprecating, you're not dumbing it down. You're very smart.
Even when you're in creamed corn, interviewing corn.
Exactly. You bring comedy to a whole nother level and I fucking love it. And I'm just really proud of you. You're doing really good in life. I like watching it.
Well, shucks.
I've heard so much about you for so very long. I'm happy that I got the chance to be the coattail little sister here and get to hang out with you for a little bit because you are a joy and your voice is so fucking soothing. I swear you need like a story app or something for like, you know, people need meditation. People need help falling asleep right now. I feel like you could say cool things. Like it doesn't even matter. You could just say sentences that roll off your tongue and it would make us feel good. And I super appreciate your voice. And you're just easy to get along with.
Totally.
Easy to riff with, you know? You know, sometimes like you tell someone a joke or you try to be funny with them and it falls flat.
Yeah, crickets.
You're such a cool person. I can't wait to hang out with you in real life one day. Take you out for a real goddamn ice cream cone.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. We can look forward to that in 2025. Oh.
Sounds great.
Y'all, that's so nice of you guys. I appreciate you both. That is very, it's very nice to hear. I appreciate you guys telling me that, especially right now. Life is weird. Life is kind of, it can be shitty, but you know, it's what you make of it.
So true.
Sometimes it does get hard. You know, there's some things that are going on in my life with my parents and their health that I don't really talk about too much. And it's hard to stay positive. It's hard to keep the momentum going. So those words mean more than the both of you know. I appreciate you both.
Shannon and I were both saying how we were going to absorb your goodness because we're kind of in that mode right now where we... Yeah, we kind of feel like we're just kind of womp womp and we're trying to get through all the things we need to do and we're trying to not worry about all the things.
He's a ray of sunshine and it's going to be so fun to talk to him because your positivity is fucking contagious. And
I said, I'm going to absorb all of his energy and take it.
Yes, be selfish. Take it all. Take as much as you can get from me.
But I'm sorry you're going through hard stuff and I'm so happy you took a time out from everything going on to be able to sit down and talk with us because it definitely means a lot for us. And it's a weird therapeutic thing to be able to connect with other people and just laugh about shit that like doesn't matter, timeless, or that's man. Silly. Yeah. I think it takes your brain to a different place when you have to sit and think about childhood stuff where you're like, whoa, mm-hmm. I haven't thought about this stuff forever. You know,
serotonin, maybe a little bit, just a little.
Right. A little dopamine pop for like an hour.
A couple of grams of dopamine never hurt anybody.
No, right.
That's awesome. I wish you guys could see the smile that you both caused.
You have a great smile too. I love that shit.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you both.
Currently, you have projects in the works. You have some passion projects and some things. What are you working on that folks can look forward to, and where can the people find you to interact with you?
Well, right now, we kind of like you guys said, we got the band back together.
So good.
Nick, he branched off and is doing his automotive thing, but he's also with us still, and we're trying to kind of shop the show around a little bit. Right now, we are at backtogetherpod.com. That will lead you to most everything. Marconi, he's done a thing where he posts the episode, and then he makes another playlist called Smaller Portions. So it's basically just like the best of the stuff. And in between songs, you know, a couple songs will play, and then like a 5-minute clip of us being funny, and then back to songs. So I like the way he's doing that. But so right now we're just trying to focus on this. I work in the medical field, so I've even taken on more of an empathetic role, and it's really... sometimes it's tough because there's certain patients, like if you guys were my patients, I would love it. When you guys would come in, I could cut up with you and help you with your healthcare. And, you know, you come in and you're really vulnerable to your doctor. Yeah. So I'm trying to make Patch Adams look like an amateur. Yeah. So I'm trying to do my thing in the medical field, but I do need a comedy outlet.
Yeah.
So doing this is selfishly therapeutic for me. And if we can make a couple people chuckle, then we're doing our jobs.
Aww. Well, it's good the whole way around. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Marconi, we talked about you two today on the podcast.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, we did. I told him that I was doing the interview, and he was like, whoa, Mr. Big Time, talking about the podcast. But yeah, I'm kind of the voice and the face of the show. He's made me that. So I happily take on that role. But yeah, we talked about you guys this afternoon. It was fun. We love you guys. We are fans of y'all.
Shut up. Oh, I just got goosebumps.
And blushing.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around on us.
If 2000 Shannon could even know, this is ridiculous.
The three of us sat down and listened to some of the material you guys have. Honestly, genuinely, you guys, I mean, I'm not saying this. I'm already friends. Bonnie, you're my new best friend. Nanan.
Hell yeah.
You've been my BFF. So
I could be Nani. How about that?
Nani? Oh, Nani, my God, and Nanan. Nanan and Nani. Oh my God. That's the best ever.
Oh, that's really good. Bon. So, well done.
Yeah. Write that down, will you? Nani?
Yeah, seriously.
For what it's worth. We all three of us think you two are very, very funny.
That's worth a lot.
Well, that's why we started this. Mm-hmm. We'd like make ourselves laugh in the car, and I'd be like, God, I'm sad that there's no fly on the wall right now. No one can hear how dumb we're
how witty and charming we are.
I think that's why you guys are going to be even more successful, because what I'm trying to say is I believe the reason Marconi and I had any kind of success was because we only just focused on making each other laugh.
Oh yeah, there's something magic about that. Yeah,
yeah, right. And I mean, and of course some of our material and some of the stuff we say is intended for everyone, of course, but the main focus of it was just him trying to make me laugh and me trying to make him laugh. And then that just kind of turned into what it is. So I see that with you guys, and that's something that you can't really teach. You can't really learn. So it makes me really excited to see that you guys have that same kind of dynamic.
It's just fun. And we really love our guests. Honestly, the whole reason this all started was because in our lives, we've met some really cool people along the way, and we feel hashtag blessed that our paths have crossed. And we just really want to highlight how many different kinds of cool, random people there are and how amazing everyone is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about all the cool people. We don't think about anyone listening until I send her the episode when I'm done editing. I go, oh shit, I hope people like it.
And I proof listen to it, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is really good. We're really funny. I love this shit. It's good.
don't lose that. You guys have figured out the recipe.
The recipe is just not caring, but also really caring about the people that we're interviewing.
So. Exactly.
This is just an audio diary for everybody else to listen to of us talking to people that we really love. And it's fucking awesome. We're so lucky.
I could hear your voice trying to. You're so funny.
I'm like smile talking and I sound like a child. So it's fine.
I love it.
It's cute.
I love it.
Well, we have fucked up stories. We know everyone else has fucked up stories. Totally. And they're the best kinds. And now I won't be able to eat tuna and mayo for a very long time.
Well, joke's on y'all. I'm going to go make a tuna sandwich.
Yuck.
I know, I'm gross.
I love it. Well, I own it. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate your guys' time. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. We appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us.
You're a badass. We love you so much.
I love both y'all too. Thank you guys.
Enjoy some sunshine and get yourself some ice cream cones from the store, like the waffle kind.
Yes,
scoop yourself some ice cream and then walk around your neighborhood and make people go, wait, is there like ice cream man around? Like where the guy get ice cream? Make them wonder.
I'm going to roll up my shorts too to show a little leg.
Do it. Yeah. And you'll have short pants on. I like that.
I'm going to see if I can get catcalled.
Ooh, you will. I believe in you. I think this is your day.
Oh, hey.
I can't whistle like that. See, ooh, that was good. So I went through a phase where I just said it all the time and I'd go, woo, woo, at people.
Oh my God.
I hope to God one day I get woo wooed. That would be even better.
You're like, yeah. That girl don't know how to catcall. She don't know how to whistle.
That's when you stop and you're like, I'm sorry, ma'am. Do you not know how to whistle? Oh, God. And you just keep walking. I love you.
Awkward. These short pants are too much to handle.
He rolls his pants back down and walks faster. God damn it. These are woo-woo pants. I gotta go.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. That would be an isolated audio clip. Woo-woo pants.
Woo-woo pants. I think we just got the name of your episode.
Oh, I like that. Woo-woo pants.
Oh, I'm
crying. All right, y'all. Have a good rest of the day, ladies.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for listening.
We love you so much. If you love us right back, you could show us that love in the form of 5-star reviews.
Yeah, rate and review us. And if you want to contribute monetarily with monies with doll hairs, feel free to do so at patreon.com/youarethat.
You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter at No, You Are That. Don't forget the no.
We're also on Facebook. We have a group where you can take fun, nostalgic quizzes. And then we also just have a page. So if you want to like that page, get information about upcoming guests, do so on Facebook just by searching You Are
Join
That.
Join us and talk to us and say hello. Thanks so much for participating and listening if you already do.
Also, if you'd like merchandise for your body, we do have a store. Yeah. YouAreThatMerch.com. Thank you.
Peace out. It sounds like dollar store agent scratchy.
That's super generic, yeah.
Punchy and stabby. There's just real violent.
Yeah, that's great. It's a fox and a bear, though, so we're not copyright infringing.
Deal.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.